From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Today we continue a series of studies in the book of Romans, messages preached by Dr. Alan Cairns, founder of Let the Bible Speak Radio Ministries. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns in just a few minutes. First of all, we invite you to enjoy this devotional thought from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon, found in his collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled His Kindness and Covenant. The text is Isaiah chapter 54 and verse 10. For the mountains shall depart, and the hills be removed. But my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that hath mercy on thee. One of the most delightful qualities of divine love is its abiding character. The pillars of the earth may be moved out of their places, but the kindness and the covenant of our merciful Jehovah never depart from His people. How happy my soul feels in a firm belief of this inspired declaration. The year is almost over, and the years of my life are growing few. But time does not change my Lord. New lamps are taking the place of the old. Perpetual change is on all things. But our Lord is the same. Force overturns the hills, but no conceivable power can affect the eternal God. Nothing in the past, the present, or the future can cause Jehovah to be unkind to me. My soul, rest in the eternal kindness of the Lord, who treats thee as one of near kin. Remember also the everlasting covenant. God is ever mindful of it. See that thou art mindful of it too. In Christ Jesus, the glorious God has pledged Himself to thee to be thy God, and to hold thee as one of His people. Kindness and covenant, dwell on these words as sure and lasting things which eternity itself shall not take from thee.
Joyful song.
An indispensable part of the Christian life is daily Bible reading. If you're looking for some guidance in the study of God's Word, we're happy to offer a very helpful but brief brochure entitled, 10 Commandments of Bible Study. Prepared by several ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church, including Dr. Alan Cairns, it will help you to gain much blessing from your time in the Scriptures. The method is designed to help believers achieve a comprehensive knowledge of the chapter contents of the Scriptures and to enable them to use that knowledge to guide and quicken them in their personal prayer lives. For a free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study, simply email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you wish to call us, you may phone 864-244-2408. That's 864-244-2408. If you prefer regular mail, simply write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Increase your knowledge of God's Word by requesting your free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study. Today, Dr. Cairns brings the next portion of a message entitled, Knowing, Reckoning, and Yielding. The text is Romans chapter 6, verses 3 through 14. Over and over in this chapter, Paul uses the expression, Know ye not? It is as believers think through the gospel and its implications that they arrive at full assurance of faith. The knowledge that the problem of sin has been dealt with by Christ on the cross frees the Christian from doubts and fears, allowing him to live in the joy of salvation. Paul speaks of the old man and the new man. The old man is what a person is in Adam. The new man is what he becomes in Christ when he is saved. The Christian is said to have died in Christ when the Savior hung on the cross. This refers to the believer's position, not to some experience. As the Christian knows this truth about himself, he is to reckon on it, or to account that it is really so, and to live accordingly. Now Dr. Cairns continues this message, Knowing, Reckoning, and Yielding.
The old man no longer exists in a Christian. Understand that. The old man is a man in Adam. But we're not in Adam. We're in Christ. The old man that we used to be, under the wrath and condemnation of God in Adam, with his sin imputed to us, that man no longer exists. We are now in Christ with his righteousness imputed to us. You see, the old man died in the death of Christ. And God's purpose is that we should see that, grasp that, and let that lead us to feel that though our body, our flesh, is still capable of being the vehicle of sin and lust, even there God has provided for our deliverance from bondage. For he's provided resurrection, life, and power. Now this is the meaning of the cross for a Christian. This is the meaning of justification for a Christian, knowing this. This is not knowing just with your head. You remember I gave you what my old English Bible teacher, J. Kyle Paisley, gave to me as we sat over a little table and studying the book of Romans. When he fastened his eyes on me as his only student at that time, and I never forget what he said, and I trust you'll never forget it either. He said, young man, get on your knees before God and stay there until God burns this into your heart. This is not just the knowledge of the head. This is the knowledge of the heart. This is the knowledge of faith. That's what he's talking about. Knowing this, letting your faith take hold of this. This is the basis of all Christian victory over sin and the flesh. Know something. Know the gospel. Get to know it. Study it. Pray over it. Meditate on it. Know it until it grips your very soul. But knowing is not the whole story. Verse 11, he says, likewise reckon ye also yourselves to be dead. Now listen carefully. He said, you died. That's your justification. You rose again. That's your justification. Now reckon. It's a present imperative. Constantly reckon that you are dead. Sounds something that you shouldn't have to say. And here's where language gets difficult, because obviously we think in terms of the flesh, and this is a spiritual reality. But he's come to you and said, you died yesterday, right? You died yesterday. Now reckon on the fact that having died, you're dead. There's no resurrection of the old man. Reckon. That's a great word. That's the word that's translated impute. It's a word of thought. It means to calculate. So reckoning, this is spiritual calculation. You calculate something. You count on something. You take your stand on something. You conclude That's a great way of translating this word in Romans 3:28. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. In other words, Paul is saying, look, I have presented you with all this gospel truth. I've presented you with all the things that you should know. Get this into your heart. Get it into your mind. Think upon it. Let it grip your soul. And when all this truth has got through to your heart, now conclude from it. What am I to conclude from this? Paul says, I died in Christ. I rose again in Christ. I'm in union with Christ. My old man is gone in Christ because I'm no longer in Adam. I'm now in Christ. What am I to conclude from this? Here's the spiritual calculation. As I say, it's a word that denotes serious thought. And of course, that's where we get so many people in trouble. You see, we have reached the place in Christianity today where we have a congregation that's more highly educated than at any time in the history of the Christian church. And yet we have reached a place where there is a greater depth of ignorance than there has ever been before. Now, how do those two things go together? I'll tell you how, and I'm going to be very blunt with you. And if you like it, you like it, and if you don't, you don't. And I'm not going to lose any sleep over what you think about it. But whatever your job is, if some of you gave as little thought to your jobs and how to do your jobs as you give to the gospel and what's really involved in the gospel, you'd have been bankrupt years ago and in the poorhouse. That's the truth. We have reached the place when people come to church to be entertained. They come to church to have a fuzzy feel-good feeling. They want the hair to run, stand up and down and on their spine. They want to have a rock session, a jam session. Many churches, they now have plays and films and whatever on the Lord's Day. People want to be entertained. We have a whole seeker-sensitive movement. What do you want out of church? And we try to give it to you. But don't ask us to think. What I'm saying to you is, Paul is saying, Christianity is a thinking man's religion. And if you're not willing to think, you're going to have a hard job living in the joy of the Lord. You need something more than surface deep. You need something that goes to the very depth of your being. He says, think on these things. Think upon them. This is meditation. This is calculation. This is constant thought. The present tense, be reckoning, constantly reckoning, thinking through the implications of what you believe according to the gospel. In other words, take your stand every day on the truth of what this gospel says. And what does it say? Well, again, that verse 10, as Christ died unto sin once and for all, verse 8, we died with him, therefore, we died unto sin in Christ. We died. That means we're dead to its claims, to its reign, to the very territory of sin. We've been taken out and put into Christ. Now, he says, reckon on this. Take your stand on it as something real and something true. I want you to notice something. This is not something we wish to become true. It is true. That's where so many Christians go wrong. This has turned into a wish. Oh, that I could die to sin. Listen, if you're saved, you died unto sin. If you're saved, you died unto sin. And again, I have to refer you back to our study of the first two verses of last Lord's Day, for I can't take another hour to repeat all that. That is a definition of justification. You died unto sin. It's guilt. It's penalty. It's kingship. It's right to rule. That is a definition of justification. You died unto sin. Do not try to live the Christian life making what Paul says is a fact for every believer into a wish that it's something that might yet come true. He's not talking about something we wish to be true, something that is true. Something else. This is not something that comes to pass or comes to be true because we reckon that it's true. No, no. Whether I'm reckoning or not, it's true. A believer is justified. A believer died unto sin. Every believer died unto sin. My reckoning doesn't make it true. I reckon upon it because it is true. Take your stand on what you know to be true by your faith in the gospel. Know this. Here's the truth. Know it. Now listen, you can't reckon on it if you don't know it. And there's the trouble. There's so much ignorance among God's people as to what the Bible really teaches about our justification, our union with Christ, our acceptance in Christ, the imputation of the righteousness of Christ to us, how God views and treats a Christian. There is so much ignorance on those things that there you have the root of much of the confusion that leads God's people even to despair at times. Know this. And once you know it, then take your stand on it. In every situation in life, let us learn this. And I understand this is easier to say, because life is real and the battles are real. But when you're facing anything, you've got to bring it down to the basics. I'm justified. I'm in Christ. I'm not in Adam. I know that I'm justified. I know what the Bible says. I know what the gospel teaches. Now, in the light of what the gospel teaches, what should I do? I'm reckoning on the truth of the gospel here. That's the second step. And the third, then, is yielding. And that's personal consecration. Verse 13 says, neither yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and yield your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. This is the final step. Notice it comes third, no, reckon, yield. And yet, in most places, people try to make it the first. And that's the tragedy of so many consecration meetings. And I'm all for Christian consecration. But the tragedy is, people are being urged, yield, yield, yield. And you have Christians, and they're running around. They're getting in ever smaller circles. They remind me of little dogs chasing their tails. And they're saying, Lord, I'm yielding. I'm yielding. I don't know what I'm yielding, or how I'm yielding, or where I'm yielding. But Lord, I'm yielding. I'm yielding. And I admire the sincerity. But I've been there. I've been there. And I know the utter frustration. You see, you first know, then you reckon, and taking your stand on the gospel of a free justification, then you present your body to God. Then you yield because of the fact that we're dead in Christ unto sin, that we're no longer in Adam, but now we're in Christ. Because of that fact, now we can reckon on it and deny sin the use of our bodies, and rather present those bodies unto the Lord for His use. Reckoning unto the truth that I died unto sin in Christ and rose unto God in Christ, can I do anything else but yield my limbs and my faculties, my body and my life to Him? And doing that is the very essence of Christian victory over sin. It's the essence of the practice of true holiness. And if you're a Christian, Hear what I say? If you're a Christian, true holiness is the deepest desire of your heart. And if you don't have that fundamental desire to be holy, if you're at home and happy in your sin, and your profession of faith is just an insurance policy from the fires of hell in your mind, you are yet in your sin. You need to be saved.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us at 1-864-244-2408. That's 1-864-244-2408. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. This is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.